From NPR in Los Angeles, I'm Tavis Smiley. The phrase free jazz was coined in New York around 1959 as a way to describe the music of a then unknown group of musicians from Los Angeles. Ornette Coleman, Don Cherry, Billy Higgins, and Charlie Hayden made up the Ornette Coleman Quartet. When they arrived in New York that year, they created an instant sensation with a completely original and controversial approach to making music. Bassist Charlie Hayden is one of two surviving members of that quartet, along with Ornette Coleman. The 74-year-old Hayden has since gone on to make music in a variety of other styles. But as our producer Roy Hurst found out, Charlie Hayden is still passionate about the first time he connected with his free jazz soulmates, beginning with Ornette, at a jam session here in Los Angeles.
One Monday night, I went over to a club called The Hague, and Jerry Mulligan and Chet Baker were playing there. And while they were playing, a man came in the back door, African-American, with a horn alto case, and asked if he could play. And apparently they said yes, and he came up, took out a plastic horn, and started to play. And the whole room lit up for me. It was like the heavens opened up for me because, you know, before I met Ornette and before I heard him play, I had been going to some jam sessions and hearing another way to improvise on the inspiration of a piece rather than the chord structure of a song. But whenever I tried to do that, the musicians would get very upset with me and I'd have to play the melody so they'd know where I was. But when Ornette started playing, I didn't know his name then. That's what he was doing. He was playing on the inspiration of the song that they were playing. But the minute he started to play, they asked him to stop. So he packed his horn back up and left out the back door. And by the time I got to the back door and the alley outside, he was gone. The next day I went to work and I asked Lenny McBrown, the drummer, I said, man, I heard this guy play last night that sounded like a human voice. He said, was it a plastic alto? I said, yeah. He said, that was Ornette Coleman. It was like, who was that masked man? You know? So he brought him over to a jam session and I went up to his table and I said, man, I heard you play. It was so beautiful. And Ornette said, you know, people don't usually say that to me. He said, thank you. He said, you want to play? I said, yeah. And we got into Ornette's little Studebaker. We went to his house, and music was all over the floor, the rugs, the tables, the chairs. He picked up a piece of music, and he said, let's play this. And I was so scared. Before we played, he said, now, I wrote some changes out here when I wrote the melody, but when we start to improvise, I want you to just follow me, and you go where I go. And I said, man, finally, I've been given permission to do what I want to do, you know. And we played all day, all night, all the next day. I think we took time out to go get, you know, a hamburger. And the next thing you know, we're rehearsing every day at Don Cherry's house with Billy. And then we went to New York and opened at the Five Spot in November 1959.
Back up a second.
Yeah.
Let's take a song like this one.
Right.
Song is so intense,
mm-hmm.
and you mentioned Ornette sounding like a human voice.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good example of that.
Mm-hmm.
The song is called Lonely Woman, and he sounds like he's wailing. Tell me how a song like that is put together.
Lonely Woman, I started out with this kind of country drone and set up the rhythm with Billy for Ornette and Don to enter with the melody, you know. We'll be right back. Ornette wrote these beautiful melodies. You know, a lot of the jazz critics, especially when they first heard us play, they thought we didn't know what we were doing and it was just a bunch of noise. But if they had really listened closely, they would hear these beautiful melodies.
And so the next thing you know, the Ornette Coleman Quartet is in New York playing at the famous club, The Five Spot. And jazz would truly never be the same again. First question.
Mm-hmm.
Did you all know that when you came to New York that you were doing something revolutionary?
We knew that we were playing new improvisation and new songs and a new feeling. We didn't really think about being innovators or anything like that. We just wanted to play our music. At the Five Spot, the place was packed with important people from the arts every night. All the great painters, all the poets came in. I was playing one night, I always play with my eyes closed, and I opened my eyes and there was a guy kneeling in front of my bass on the stage, listening to the front of my bass, and I looked up at Ornette. I said, Coleman, I said, who is this? He says, that's Leonard Bernstein. I said, oh, okay. You know, a limo driver was taking me to the airport the other day with my bass. He said, Mr. Hayden, I heard you play at the Five Spot in 1959. And he said, Elizabeth Taylor and Eddie Fisher were in the audience. But everybody used to be there. You couldn't get in the club every night, you know. And people couldn't believe how we could do this. And none of us were reading music. I mean, we were just playing, you know. Somebody asked me a question one day, he said, Mr. Hayden, why do you close your eyes when you play? Well, the obvious answer to that is to concentrate. But I tell this funny little story. The first night we opened at the Five Spot, I was unpacking my bass and Ornette was getting his horn out. We were getting ready to play. And I looked across where the bar was. And standing at the bar was Wilbur Ware, Charlie Mingus, Ray Brown, Percy Heath, Paul Chambers, every great bass player in New York City were looking right in my face. And I said, from that time on, I closed my eyes.
Later, just about everybody came around to your way of thinking. But at that moment, it scared a lot of musicians.
Yeah, it was the unknown. They weren't used to this. It was something new. When someone is confronted with something that new and radically different, they become insecure, you know, and that's the way they react.
So since that time, you've been a part of a lot of different kinds of extraordinary music. Talk to me about the expressiveness and the overall beauty of your instrument.
To me, the acoustic bass is the epitome of all instruments, and it's like walking through a rainforest. It's like playing the deepest sound that you can play. It's making everything sound better, you know. That's the beauty of the bass to me. And you should strive to be a great human being. And if you strive to be a great human being, maybe you might become a great musician. And you have to have qualities of humility and appreciativeness in your character to be a great person. And, you know, then you'll think about being a great musician.
Charlie Hayden, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Charlie Hayden is appearing with Ornette Coleman in a rare concert tomorrow night at Disney Hall here in Los Angeles. Hayden's latest record is a look at the Mexican ballad. It's called Land of the Sun. You can catch me tonight on TV on PBS. My guest, Senator-elect John Thune of South Dakota, the guy who beat Tom Daschle, Art Taylor of the Wise Giving Alliance, and actor Reese Evans of the film Enduring Love. That's tonight on Tavis Smiley on PBS. To listen to this show or past shows of our tapes and transcripts, visit NPR.org or call 877-NPR-TEXT. More information on what I'm doing is available at TavisTalks.com. The Tavis Smiley Show is a news and opinion program created by NPR and the African American Public Radio Consortium. The show is produced by Cheryl Flowers, edited by Philip Martin, and directed by Sarah Spivak. Our technical director is Theo Mondo. Josh Rogerson is our engineer today. Our production staff includes Toya Baker, Angie Hamilton, Roy Hurst, Corey Moore, Kyle McKinnon, Devin Robbins, Therese Sims, Nathan Thompson, and Toshima Walker. Our theme music was composed by George Duke. I'm Tavis Smiley. This is NPR. Keep the faith.